Hey, it's Nathan Crane, director of the Health and Healing Club and host of the Conquering Cancer Summit. And today I am honored and excited to welcome you to a very special interview.
Hi, my name is Danielle Palmer and I'm a SkinR technician. So what is SkinR? Well, SkinR stands for Self-Controlled Energy Neuroadaptive Regulation. And it's a microcurrent frequency device that is an FDA Class 2 medical device that is approved for the treatment of acute and chronic pain. So what makes SkinR different from everything else out there? Well, SkinR not only uses microcurrent frequency, but its impulses are extremely different from any other type of device. So what it does is it actually mimics the same impulses that we use in the nervous system. And because of that, it's basically speaking the same language as your body's central computer. So because of that, and because of how rapidly it communicates, your body can never get used to it. And that's one of the main differences. But also, it not only speaks the same language as your body, but it also actively negotiates with your body for the highest rate of change. Here at the center, we use this for acute and chronic pain, as well as regulating the nervous system into a state of homeostasis.
How does it do that?
Basically, it's sending corrective impulses every millisecond. So every millisecond, the device sends out an impulse, the body reads that, it sends its own impulse back, and then SkinR generates a new impulse according to what the body sent back and sends out regulatory impulses.
And those are frequency-based impulses?
So basically, it's speaking the same language as your body's central computer, your body's nervous system. And so these impulses mimic that of the action potential. And so because of that, it's basically regulating all of the neurological impulses as well as the neuropeptides and endorphins that are being produced. So anything that's hypoactive, it'll speed it up. Anything that's hyperactive, it'll slow it down.
And does it do that by changing its frequency of the impulse that it sends, or how does it?
It's not changing frequency, but what it's doing is it's slightly changing the waveform. And so that's how our bodies function. That's how they work. Frequency is very much like information. We're very much like computers. And so microcurrent is the energy that our bodies use. Frequency is the information. And so this is generating information, but in the same way that our nervous system does.
Mm-hmm. So how does it affect affects the neuropeptides?
Neuropeptides and endorphins.
And how does it do that?
So it's working on your mediators. And so mediators stimulate the production of all these chemicals, these healing chemicals within the body. So if the body's producing too much of something, it will regulate it to pull it down. If it's producing too little of something, it will speed up the regulation.
So what kind of results have you seen using this with cancer patients?
It's been extremely beneficial for them with their pain due to neuropathy, due to things that they had already had going on top of cancer. So a lot of people, they have autoimmune dysfunction and they have arthritis pain, or they have any other type of back injury or pain in their feet, burning sensation. A lot of times they get nerve pain. And so that's been really, really beneficial for them.
And what other applications do you use it for? Primarily for pain?
In the United States, it is approved for acute and chronic pain.
Okay.
We do work with the body's central computer, and so in bringing that to homeostasis, it tends to have a general wellness effect on the body, which is obviously very, very beneficial.
Is it like upregulating the parasympathetic nervous system?
Yes.
Is that how you could describe it?
Yeah, actually, so while we work, a lot of times we work on the spine, as well as just to the left, just to the right, because what we're doing is we're working on the central nervous system, as well as the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system.
Interesting. Can you hold it up, show everybody there?
Yeah. So this
and how long are treatments, and what does that look like?
Usually we work with people for an hour. And so what it looks like usually is we start on the spine. So we'll have them lay face down. And what we do is we start along the center of the spine, just to the left, just to the right. And we're actually able to tell which areas need to be worked on. SkinR is so smart that it actually tells the technician where to work. So it actually kind of forms a magnetic response with the body. It'll get sticky. And so we can see where areas are very active and where they're not. We also get a number readout, so we can actually tell how fast the body's responding or how slow the body's responding.
Interesting. What else? Anything else people who have cancer, who are interested in more, integrative treatments, what else do they need to know about something like this?
I would say in everything that they've tried as far as pain management goes. If they haven't tried this, this is definitely a tool for them to try if they don't have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, or obviously are pregnant, because those are the contraindications. But this is the only thing that I've found working in this field for the last 10 years that actually negotiates and pushes the body. It's not passive like everything else. It doesn't just send signals at the body. It actually has a conversation back and forth with the body. And what's so incredible about this is it allows your body to control the session. So when your body says it's had enough, it doesn't push any further. And that's why in the 40 years that this technology's been around, there's never been any adverse side effects.
Wow. How quickly does somebody see results?
Most people notice something right off the table. So usually what I tell people is, give me about 3 sessions and you'll notice something. If you don't, this is not the technology for you, and I'm not going to waste your time. I've never had anybody not come back.
What kind of pain reduction in terms of, you know, percentage are you seeing with a lot of people?
It depends on the issue. So usually if something's chronic, it's more embedded in the system. And so it's almost like a habit that you have to break. If something is acute, it tends to go away a lot faster. But really, it depends on the individual. It depends on how their body is responding. It depends on where they're at and how quickly their body can cope. But this will push them in the right direction and really streamlines the healing process.
And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Conquering Cancer Summit. Please share this with friends and family. Together, we truly can make a difference for the future of humanity in ending the cancer pandemic. Thank you, and I wish you ultimate health and happiness. Be well.